Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Welcome to another episode of Delusional Fandom. This is Jonathan seeking a new bandwagon here with Brad tonight. Unfortunately, we will not have Mr. Max. What's going on, Brad?
All Max's fans are crying right now because he's not on the show. We do have Delusional Dad in the chat, though.
There was a there was an article in Vanity Fair the other day that Max was the number one Delusional fan host. What's up
and
with that?
And he's missing tonight. That's the thing, man. He's just got a big head. Yeah. Delusional Dad wants to know, where's Max?
He's the Allen Iverson of delusional fandom. He just shows up when he wants to.
He's like, practice? Who needs practice? He's talking about practice?
He's the LeBron. He's load managing right now.
Before we get into the football, thank you, Delusional Dad. He says, happy Veterans Day. Yeah. Yes. Between the people on the show, I'm the only veteran and I'm the one that had to work today. Everybody else had the day off. So I want to talk about, I know we kind of stroke a little bit of basketball in here. What should the Hornets do with LaMelo Ball at this point? I'm at the point where I don't understand. Oh, Delusional Dad said, should I say that to Jonathan? If you don't know, reference the Stolen Valor episode that we had on Delusional Fandom, and you will know what. And Jonathan says, salute my shorts.
I think we need to get rid of LaMelo. I've been saying that for a long time. He's almost like Kemba, and he's never going to put us over the top.
But, I mean, at least Kemba played. I mean, Melo plays 40% of the games.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw an article saying, does LaMelo Ball take basketball seriously? Or maybe it was an interview, I don't know, but I feel that way. Like, he's just not, he didn't have that killer instinct or something. I don't know. He's not going
to. I did see an article online that said the Hornets have talked to the Celtics, and the Celtics would be interested in trading Jaylen Brown to the Hornets for LaMelo and Miles Bridges. I would do that deal.
Yeah, that would be, it wouldn't make us any better, though.
Well, no, because Brandon Miller's never playing either, so yeah. We draft the people that never play. That's what we do. We got nobody that plays. Miles Bridges plays, but he also beats his girlfriend, so there is that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
he's a hard guy to root for. So anytime you want to trade him out of town, I'm for it. I don't like it.
One more basketball stat. I saw this interesting today. Do you know what player in NBA history is the all-time leader in airballed free throws?
I'm going to say it's the king, LeBron James.
LeBron James. Isn't that crazy?
LeBron James!
In our group chat this morning, did I see that on my own?
I don't know, but man, y'all had me, MTD, Delusional Dad, they had me today. Josh Post, he got the $2,000 stimulus. And it looked like, I was like, oh man, he even showed it in his bank account. So I went on my bank account, and I'm like, I don't have it. And then I read the bank account closer, and there was like $87,000 to OnlyFans, $500 to McDonald's. He really wasted $12 because there was $12 to Burger King, which I thought was stupid.
Burger King? Whoa, I'm not accepting the King slander. Nope.
Yeah, I don't like Burger King. Burger King sucks.
Whopper
right?
is a top three fast food drive through sandwich.
Nah, it smells good, but it's not. I showed it to Matt at work, my boss, and I showed him the bank statement. He thought that was pretty funny. I was like, $87,000 to OnlyFans.
Other than the OnlyFans and the $2,000 direct deposit, that looked like my bank statement with McDonald's and Burger King and Netflix.
Oh, man. I just crushed a McRib.
Ugh. You're dogging a Whopper and you're eating a McRib?
Yeah.
What's the number one item on the McDonald's menu to you any time of the day?
I mean, I can eat a Big Mac anytime. I like the chicken wrap, snack wrap, which they've added back to the menu, which I do appreciate.
Two thoughts. The correct
I like a double cheeseburger. I like a McDouble. That's probably my go-to.
Question is a Filet-O-Fish.
I like a Filet-O-Fish, too. MTD likes a Filet-O-Fish.
The snack wrap, I'm glad that it came back, and it is good, but it's not the same as the old snack wrap.
Probably not, but it's still pretty good to me. It hits the spot. It fills me up and sends me to the toilet. So there's two things it does.
Hey, this one's for MTD since he likes the Filet-O-Fish too. One of my favorite things is on the McDonald's app when they have the BOGO sandwiches, and I'll get two of those Filet-O-Fishes.
Wait, does Delusional Dad have the McDonald's app on his phone? He should if they go to McDonald's.
If he doesn't, then that he must be rich. Riding around in a brand new Subaru.
You know he wipes with 20s at his house. It's on a roll. He goes to the bank. He's like, I don't buy toilet paper. I just go to the bank and make a withdrawal, and then he tapes it together. He's that rich.
Whoppers are good fast food sandwiches, so we'll leave it.
Listeners, I want to ask Jonathan this question. MTD and I had this conversation last week. I don't think I've asked you. Jack quit school at 12. No more school. What game shows you get to choose three game shows will you let him watch to teach him an education?
Jeopardy.
I said that.
How about Let's Make a Deal, or no, Deal or No Deal.
Oh, Deal or No Deal. So you're basically just teaching him to hope he wins some money?
No, I'm thinking like you got to know when to cash out. Don't get sucked in. I think it's a good
life. Okay, I didn't say that one, but
I'm
okay,
trying to
what was the
other one? Game show. I don't know, man. You're the game show guy. What were your answers?
I said Jeopardy. But unfortunately, like I told MTD, man, this was such a funny bit I was doing with MTD. It would be like, Bradley's learning so much, but he always answers my questions in the form of a question. You know how Jeopardy sounds like, what is a stove?
You go to McDonald's, they're like, can I take your order? And you're like, what is a Filet-O-Fish sandwich?
For $8, Alex? I chose Jeopardy. I chose Price is Right, so you would learn prices on stuff. It might be high prices, but you're learning prices. And I chose an old game show, probably before your time, called Win, Lose, or Draw. And that way you learn art, and you learn how to draw stuff.
Okay. I remember that on the Game Show Network.
But Jacob on our network, he chose those, but he changed win, lose, or draw to Wheel of Fortune. So you learn your vowels and you learn how to spell.
Speaking of Jacob, I wish you were on here because I saw him post his dinner last night on Facebook and it was abhorrent. I could not believe what I was looking at. A can of sauerkraut and kielbasa. That guy needs to go straight to prison.
What do you eat? That's what they eat in prison, right? Wait, what did he have again? A can of sauerkraut and a kielbasa?
Yeah.
That seems like a horrible dinner.
I hope he listens to this because I almost commented on it and made fun of him. But
well, I mean, he's single, so it's the life of a single guy, right? He just pops out a can of sauerkraut and eats a kielbasa. Is that a power move, MTD? Would you eat a can of sauerkraut with a kielbasa? Is he dipping it in the can?
I don't know. It was just on the counter, and it was like, can't wait to crack into this tonight or something like that.
Oh, my God.
The worst advertisement for moving to Minnesota I've ever seen.
Let's see. I'm looking. Jacob, I want to look. Oh, my gosh. Frank's Kraut and a kielbasa with Walmart spicy brown mustard.
Dude, that is the most bachelor thing I've ever seen.
I feel like if I was single, I would lose so much weight because I wouldn't have a desire. I would just eat cheap and like little stuff.
Nope.
I feel like being married makes me fat.
Nope. Mm-hmm. The exact opposite. I'd be like, I'm only got to pay for one. I'm going to Chipotle again today for the third time.
Since it's just me, I'm going to order a $15 meal because that's still cheaper than if I had my wife.
Right. I would be on my 700-pound life or whatever it is.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember when I was single, I lived in an apartment in North Charlotte, and there's a restaurant. I still love it. It's called Bobby O's Barbecue. And I would get a whole rack of ribs for dinner like twice a week. And these racks were like the size of my arm. They were humongous. And it was like $30.
But you're single. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
Before we need to talk football, but before we get there, I noticed, on the Facebook, all my friends, especially Roger from, Roger from Movie Torture, former Movie Torture, he was so sad about the Barbecue King closing. And I don't like that place. I never liked it. I didn't think it was that good. I think it's like Aro's. It's way overrated.
Aro's and Black's should have shut down 40 years ago. And Barbecue King, you're right. It's not good.
We went there once, MTD, because a guy was like, you got to go to Barbecue King. So Kristen and Max and I drove to Barbecue King. We sat there. We ate it. And it was like, it's not good. Roger's like sad it's going. He's went there one more time. I'm like, come on, dude. It's not that good.
It was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, too, which is crazy.
It was? Ugh. That place is gross.
Yeah.
Did you see that photo of that picture in the food group of Aro's the other day?
Uh-uh.
It looked terrible. This guy's like, I'm never going back to Aro's. It was so bad. Okay, all these people from around the country don't know what we're talking about, so let's talk Panthers, man.
Dude, I don't even want to talk about the Panthers. I'm so depressed. Like, I looked at my son. I was standing over the sink a few minutes ago, and I looked at my son. I said, he's not into sport or he's not into football yet. I said, Jack, if you ever decide to root for a football team, please don't cheer for the Panthers.
Well, I'm starting to wonder if my son is just drawn to losers because when the Panthers were a winning team, he didn't like them. Now he loves watching the Panthers. Like, he talks about them, he gets mad during the game, and he's less about the Lions. And the Lions are really good. Like, I don't understand it. It's really mind-boggling to me. But this game started out, I had to watch it an hour late, so I came home. We watched till the third quarter with commercials. We fast-forwarded commercials. It was depressing. Like, that first drive, I'm, like, flexing. Max and I are pounding fists. We're so excited. We're like, oh, Rico! 7-0. But then it never felt like we had any control after that. It felt horrible.
Bryce Young is just not the guy. Dave Canal, I don't know if it's... Did you hear his interview when they asked him why they're not throwing it downfield? Like, is it a confidence thing in Bryce?
What did he say?
He was just, like, totally noncommittal. He's like, you know, we're just working on getting better every week, you know, building our confidence. I'm thinking, Bryce Young, this is his third season. Why are we still building his confidence?
Roger seems to think Bryce is coming back as a starting quarterback next season. I don't think they can roll him back out there again.
Not only can we not roll Bryce back out, I don't think, unless something dramatic happens, he's got to change. But I don't think not only can we not roll with Bryce, but we cannot draft another young quarterback. We have got to get a vet in there.
But what vets are they? That's the problem.
Right.
There's no vet you can just go grab. I mean, I guess Kirk Cousins, if you could convince him to come here. But I don't think he's any good anymore. And, I mean, you got Jameis. I think I talk about Jameis every episode. You got Jameis.
Not
you
Jameis.
You have Russell Wilson. You can have Russell Wilson. Would we want that?
Nope.
You might could have Kyler Murray.
No.
You might could have Justin Fields.
Stop it.
You might could have Kenny Pickett. You might could have Jimmy Garoppolo.
I would maybe take Brock Purdy.
He's going to be their starter.
Then Mac Jones.
He's under contract for the next year. He's got a 2-year deal.
They'll trade him. We got to get somebody in.
I mean, we could go after. I don't know. I mean, it's slim pickings, man. I don't know what we would.
We cannot draft. We cannot spend another offseason trying to get a young draft pick in there. I don't know. It's just we got too many other holes we got to fill with the draft.
So are you cutting Bryce Young or are you trying to trade him for like a 6th or 7th round pick?
I'm probably cutting ties unless he's okay riding the bench. I'd be fine with him being our backup.
No, wait. I don't want him as our backup. I'm thinking we go out, sign a veteran, right? And draft a quarterback in the 3rd round. And take a flyer on a 3rd-round quarterback. And there's no risk really with that.
Yeah.
And you see if he's any good or not. Maybe you hit jackpot. Maybe you don't. But you have the veteran, and Bryce could be the practice squad guy, 3rd string.
Yeah.
I don't know how you go from captain to practice squad though. That's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, Bryce is just not that guy. Nothing against him. He seems like a great human. I love his heart. You know, you see the videos of him on the sidelines. I think he's a great guy. I just don't think he's got it in him to be an NFL starter. Not to lead us to the playoffs, outside of becoming the 7th seed and getting waxed.
We're not getting made the 7th seed. And who are, let me see, I'm looking. NFL free agent QBs 2026. Oh, yes, 2025. Okay, I think they franchise him, Daniel Jones. I think Indy probably franchises him, right?
They're not letting him walk. This is the best team they've had since Peyton Manning.
Mitch Trubisky?
Nope.
Gardner Minshew?
I don't think so.
Sam Howell?
I might would roll the dice on Sam Howell.
Russell Wilson.
Sam Howell is better than Bryce Young.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers?
No, he's 50.
Daniel Jones. That's the only ones they gave me. I'm going to go quarterback here. Okay, we've got Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I would take a roll of dice on him.
Oh, he sucks, man. Tyrod Taylor.
This year, he's looked great this year.
Tyrod?
Tyrod, I would give a shot.
Joe Flacco.
No, he's too old.
Zach Wilson.
I remember talking about Joe Flacco when I was in college. That's how old he is.
Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson, no.
Case Keenum?
Is Zach Wilson in the NFL?
Yeah, he's a backup in my third string in Miami.
Does his mom move to Charlotte too?
Carson Wentz?
No.
Ooh, Malik Willis?
No.
Teddy Bridgewater?
No. Is he in
Jake the- Browning?
Jake
you liked Browning.
I was gunslinger a couple years ago, but no, not anymore. I actually like the idea of Marcus Mariota and who was the other one?
He can't win. He's in Washington losing right now as a starter.
We need Mac Jones.
No, if I'm going to go Marcus Mariota draft, I'm going to go Jameis Winston.
Let's get a Trevor Lawrence.
You give us Jameis Winston. We're at least exciting because he's throwing the ball down the field. Like, he's not doing no 5-yard passes to Jatavion Sanders. Like, what?
Listen, if we're going to throw interceptions and have stupid turnovers, at least let him be like 40 yards down the field.
Yeah, don't let him be fumbles because Bryce loses it or Bryce throws it. That first interception, he was so lucky they called roughing the passer because that was a terrible throw.
Yeah, we got bailed out big time.
Nothing about him screams good to me. I'm sorry.
One thing we cannot do as Panther fans is complain about officiating because we got bailed out multiple times the other day that I was shocked. Roughing the passer, we got bailed out. And then the blocked field goal, I've never seen that before.
I've never seen that either. That was a first. But you got to think most blocked field goals go behind the kicker.
Right.
They just happened to hit a helmet and it went backward the wrong way. So it is rare. We did get bailed out, but I just think with Bryce, I'm done with Bryce. I don't care. We've done the experiment. He sucks. We wasted DJ Moore and a lot of draft capital on a sucky player. And we got to live with that.
Are we done paying for that? Like, are we done?
Yeah, we're done paying for it. And I think we learned a lesson. We don't need to give up the farm for a first pick in the draft. I honestly think, man, this is going to make me sound like a homer, a huge homer. I honestly think we could go pick Cam Newton up from ESPN.
This is where we're delusional.
And Cam Newton could play better than Bryce on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. What about CJ Stroud?
I mean, he's not good either. So
he's better than Bryce.
He's better than Bryce. I mean,
we at least know his ceiling is better.
Jackson Dart's ceiling is better. I mean, Tyler Shug, his ceiling is way better. I wish we had Tyler Shug, man. I was like, golly, dude, I wish we had this guy. Would you want Spencer Rattler? I think he can barely win any games as a starter.
I
like my idea of going after Jameis, at least being exciting, and drafting a third-round quarterback and relegating Bryce to third string or practice squad. We definitely move on from Andy Dalton. We move on from Xavier Leggett. I think we don't bring him back next season.
XL is doo-doo.
He's terrible. He's a little better, but not much. He's not too far away from TMJ to me. Terrence Marshall Jr.
And Excel's been given a lot more chances than TMJ ever got.
Oh, 100%. I mean, he should have had that ball Bryce threw him.
Yeah.
If you're a good receiver. Did you see that catch from the guy from Indiana this weekend?
Oh my gosh,
man. If we had anybody on our team that could do that, we'd be really good. We got to have a guy that can really burn it. I feel like we've been saying that for like 7 years, getting a fast guy on the team. Yeah. We haven't had a fast guy since like Ted Ginn Jr., I feel like.
I was about to say Ted Ginn Jr. too. I don't know. From a receiver standpoint, Excel's not reliable. Jalen Coker is not the Jalen Coker from last season right now.
Well, he's hurt.
Yeah, but I don't think it's an injury thing. He just stinks. The only one who's a reliable catcher, and he's getting, I don't know how many targets, what his target share is, but T-Mac is getting way too many passes.
I like it, though.
You what?
I like it.
I mean, I like him. I think he's great, but it's so easy for an opposing team to scheme against us.
How much better would we be right now if we had Adam Thielen?
None.
You don't think so? I think Bryce and Adam Thielen had a connection.
He's not even playing for the Vikings right now.
Well, that's what I brought up his stats because we got a fourth rounder for this guy. And that's good draft capital for a 35-year-old wide receiver who, as of today, has 7 catches for 63 yards this season.
Yeah, he's not playing.
I don't understand why they gave up so much for him. They're not even using him. That's so dumb.
I think we knew he was toast.
You think?
Yeah, I think we got over on him.
I don't know. But anything? Enough about the Panthers. Do we think the Panthers win Sunday against the Falcons?
Who shows up? I mean, that's the problem. They're so inconsistent. We've shown we can take them to the woodshed, but if we show up and our offense is absolutely garbage like it's been the last – really, our offense hasn't been great since what?
Since the Cowboy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our offense has been crap since the Cowboy game. So
you know, Bryce only has 2 games where he's thrown over 200 yards? Or is it 1 game?
He's probably only got 1 game where he's thrown over 150 yards. No, he had 2 games where he's threw 199 and like 198, right?
Yeah. The Cardinal game he threw for 350. But that's because they were letting him air it out that game.
Yeah, those are probably the only 2 games he's had over 150 yards.
Yeah, he is a hard watch. He is a boring quarterback who looks out of his element.
Yep.
Any other conversation about the league? I mean, we're kind of doing a shorter episode tonight. Sorry for our fans.
I wish we had Drake May.
Oh, my God.
I wish we had Jack.
The life of a Panther fan is I wish we had. That's all we ever say.
Yep.
I wish we had. I mean, I wish we had Caleb Williams.
I got a, oh, God.
Was that a no? I would take him.
Yeah, no, for sure he's better. I'm just saying it hurts to hear that because we could have had Caleb Williams.
Would you want Anthony Richardson maybe?
Does anyone want Anthony Richardson?
No. Do you think we could swing a trade for Trevor Lawrence? I bet they would probably consider it.
I would do that. Basically bring him back home.
Would you trade a first rounder for Trevor Lawrence?
No.
I don't think you could get a first rounder. I would trade a third rounder to inherit that huge contract. I would trade a third rounder, and they got to give me Trevor Lawrence and Travis Henry or Travis. What's his name?
Hunter.
Travis Hunter, who's out for the year, by the way.
And they got to take Bryce.
Yeah, they got to take Bryce. Let me say this. Brian Daboll got fired yesterday, which I'm surprised. I don't understand, Jonathan, why NFL teams figure they're going to fire a guy. Like, if I was your boss, general manager, and you came off a bad season, and I'm like, yeah, I'm probably going to fire this guy. Why don't you just can him pre? Why wouldn't I just fire you before the season started? Or just ride out with you, because at this point, it's stupid to fire you at this point. But he did something in the last game. Max and I were watching this game. I don't know if I told you this, but tell me what your thoughts on this. They were on, it was fourth and goal. Fourth and goal on the 1. They kick a field goal. They make it. It's 20-10. Flag is thrown. Ref says 12 men on the field. They move the ball up. Now you're on the half inch. You're half a yard from the end zone at this point. I've never seen this in my life. Brian Daboll declines the penalty. Takes the 3 points. 20-10.
And they might have got him fired.
it would make me want to fire him because if they had just pounded the ball in, you got Russell Wilson. He can still push it, right? It's not like you're lining up Bryce Young. You score a touchdown, it's 24-10. The final score, Chicago 24, Giants 20.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a coach decline it. Like, what in the world? I think they got a first down. I think it became a first down.
Yeah, I think it was too.
So they got a first down. At least they run three more plays and try to score. I don't understand that. It was mind-boggling to me.
Yeah. I don't want him as our coach either. That was a failed experiment for sure.
Would you take Daboll as an offensive coordinator?
Yes. Yeah, somebody needs to be play calling other than Dave Canales right now.
Yeah, Dave Canales is like Ray Charles, man. He can't see anything. He's terrible. No. Aaron Rodgers, toast. He's toast, right?
Yeah, he's donezo.
He's donezo. This weekend, we've got, Max is not here, so we're not doing picks. But we got a big game at my house after the Panther game. My boss, Matt, and my friend, Matt, and Jeremy, youth pastor, are coming over to watch. Matt is a lifelong Seahawks fan, and Jeremy is a Rams fan, although he's never been to Los Angeles or St. Louis, but he roots for the Rams. And both of their teams are playing, and we're going to watch the game at my house. So big, big game this weekend.
That's cool.
If you're a Rams and Seahawks, which both teams 7-2. I think that's exciting.
That'll be a good game to watch.
I got Sam Darnold pasting them, though. I think Sam Darnold beats them.
I think it was around this time last year I checked out on the Panthers and quit watching football.
Yeah, you ain't going to quit this year. Real quick, I have a friend, Tavis. Oh, I've told you about Tavis on here before. He's the diehard Vikings fan who says he'd still rather have J.J. than Sam Darnold, which I think is stupid because J.J. was terrible Sunday. I'm ordering me a Darnold Vikings jersey that I'm going to rock at my Super Bowl party when Tavis shows up.
Is that
an ultimate troll move?
It is a troll move.
And then I'm going to give him the jersey when I'm done. He can have it. I'm going to take it off and land it to him. Say, I don't want this crap. It's yours. It's a $30 joke, but I'm willing to spend it.
Oh, 30 bucks, man. You can't find one used somewhere.
I don't know. Probably can't. Oh, by the way, on our way out, another basketball note. I bought a pack of Topps basketball cards, and we pulled a Cooper Flag Hollow.
Nice. Send me a pic.
I will. Max looked it up. He said it's about $100.
Yeah, send me a picture of it. Actually, it's funny. I went to Target today to look for some Topps basketball, and they were sold out. Oh, God. I know what you're doing.
I was taking a pic. Well, for Delusional Dad, sorry for the abbreviated show tonight. Max is not here, but he will be back, all you Max fans. For Jonathan, my name is Brad. We'll see you next week on Delusional Fandom.
Happy Veterans Day, Brad.